Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talking nonsense. Yes, we on in the slide. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. I'm trying to get high.
Welcome to Menage with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Sorry, I'm just vibing out to my own intro here. You know how much I love it. What's up? It's your girl. You know who it is. The Mary Jane Maven. Happy Friday. I know you guys are like, wait a minute. What? I got a notification that my girl was on. It's Friday. Bring you a very special episode with a fellow podcast team. We have two very special guest co-hosts tonight. One is fam. I've known him for 20 years. I know that's crazy because we're only like 23. Crazy. But and his co-host of his own podcast, something that I didn't necessarily say do a podcast, but for years, I have been pushing him and chiding him and throwing my opinion in, probably when it's not needed or wanted, but I do it anyway. About his talent and how he should be blessing the universe with it because it's his purpose. And deep down, I know it's his passion. But now he has ventured into joining us in the podcast world. So this is podcast fam from the Yay area. Somebody who means a lot to me. Like I said, this is fam. So as I always do, I'd like to give the fantastic introduction, make them blush a little bit, but then allow them to Welcome today's guest to Menage with Mary Jane Maven. Who are you? What's the 411? Go ahead.
How you doing, man? You sitting with Big Smoke
and Big Bones.
From Smoke and Bones podcast in the motherfucking house.
Hey.
We're sitting here with the fam. We're sitting here with Fam Bam.
Sitting here with the fam. Clap, clap, stuff. How's everybody doing out there?
Applause all day. Now, trust, you guys may not be able to hear it, but we have the best producer here, and you guys know him. The hubby. Behind the magic here, making sure that we look good, that all the information is there. And then, of course, you guys will hear the little sound. So if you hear, you know, applause, that's applause. So that means you guys applaud at home. So I hope everybody has had a prosperous and blessed week. If you guys joined us on Wednesday, you know that we had a guest, Trevor Fong, who is somebody that I hold dear as far as an acquaintance and as a business, you know, connection. Somebody who's blowing up Sacramento and kind of changing the face, redefining and redesigning what networking is. So if you guys didn't check that out, after this episode, of course, because we're live, go ahead and check the episode out. If you guys can believe it or not, I kept it to half an hour. I fucking know. I know, right? I didn't smoke either, so that should help you know. So as we do when we start off every episode, I like to frame it with a little bit of a quote, a little bit of knowledge. The quote for this episode is, collaboration divides the task and multiplies the success. Part of what my motivation for tonight is to bring you guys just something fresh, exciting, funny, entertaining to get into the weekend, but also to help promote fellow content creators and another podcast. So why don't you guys take a couple minutes and explain, let the people know what the podcast is about, a little bit about each one of you kings. Let us know what's up.
Big Ball's looking at me, so I'm gonna go first. Basically, with the podcast, it's pretty much about we get together, we play a little dominoes. It's called Smoke and Bones Podcast. So it's the first actual podcast where we get together. We shoot the shit, we smoke a little weed, we play a little dominoes, you know, and I sit here with my co-host, my A1, And we make it happen. You know, we got the funnies, and we just want everybody to tune in. This is Big Smoke right here on the right of me. Now, actually, I'm lying. See how I get the names mixed up?
That's all good. Sometimes I'm Big Smoke, sometimes I'm Big Bone, but yeah. Either way, y'all get smoking bones all the time.
Absolutely.
10 out of 10, y'all get smoking bones.
Absolutely.
We just, you know,
we talk about daily topics, you know. We talk about personal things that happen in life. Don't worry about that door closing. You just heard that in the background.
Our main goal is
live show. Everybody knows live show makes it better because y'all know that it's real talk, real deal. How long has your podcast been going on? And tell us a little bit about how you guys kind of came together. I have the emotion. I have the feeling about what the podcast is about. I think it's great for men. You kind of have an area where in a platform that you can unwind. Maybe you and your boys can play a little dominoes, play a little spades, get into the shit talking, and, you know, really connect with some other kings. Do it virtually, but still, you have a platform that men can kind of be men. So tell us a little bit about how long you guys been going on, and tell me your favorite episode thus far.
We're still in the works, but at the moment it's looking like a good snowball down the hill. And as the days go by, the snowball just gets bigger, you know.
Absolutely.
I think our main purpose is we just want to talk about what everyone else is thinking, man.
Yeah.
Everyone else is thinking it. No one's speaking it. So that's where we come along in it. If we could get a little laughter out of it, out of y'all, out of us.
Our most recent episode, we spoke about McGregor, the Conor McGregor fight that just happened.
Oh, want that nigga quit. If he don't quit, hey, if that white nigga does not quit.
We talked about the after the fight. Your fucking wife's in my DMs, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know?
We talked about Queen Shikari Richardson her. Congratulations and whatnot.
And pretty much saying that if you just Google the young lady's face, I've been smoking weed a long time, and I can almost bet that's not her first time smoking weed. I'm just gonna say.
And I'm gonna double down and says she probably rolls a blunt faster than she runs a 40.
Bars
1,000. Oh, I like you. I like you. Other than you being a Niner fan, I think that we right here because I said the same thing. Now, those of us that
know, with Mary Jane and with Mary Jane, you can't go wrong, you know.
Hey, I like it. So before, that's a great segue into the Sparking Salutations, but I do want to talk a bit about that because you guys know that part of my purpose is education. And right. We know that cannabis, other cannabinoids such as CBD, CBN, CBG, that actually helps in the recovery for athletes. And being that she is somebody that runs fucking faster than Flash or whoever else you can think of,
correct.
She kind of reminds me of the dude in The Boys. You guys watch The Boys?
I've seen it.
There you go. She could beat that nigga easily.
Right.
But in order to recover, you need a little plant-based help. You need something other than protein shakes and an ice bath. And so I agree that she more than likely, unfortunately, you know, rest in peace to her mother and anybody else that has lost a loved one, especially a parent. Right. I'm not saying that didn't help her through, but that wasn't your first time, girl.
And that was pretty much our angle was, you know, we understood that her reasoning was for her mother passing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Peace. But like we say, you've been blowing since high school, girl. You know,
she's
legit and probably has a hookup. You go to her neighborhood, she gonna let you know. So I do want to, and that's a good topic. I'm glad you guys brought that up because I want to talk a little bit about, do you think that there's a underlying controversy to keep Black people out of the Olympics this year because we had the most, you know, world championship winners for all sports. I mean, Simone Biles is about to just murder and just once again kill the game when it comes to gymnastics.
Simone Biles can't go now? Oh, because she got the COVID.
No, she can. But I'm just saying, we have Simone. We have the young lady who just tested positive for COVID out of the tennis player, so she can't go.
I'm gonna answer this straight out of no knowledge whatsoever as far as, you know, any conspiracies as far as Black people not going. I personally don't think that only because that test has been implemented for years. You know what I mean? Like people that used to go to Olympics ain't smoking. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, and if they are, they getting caught. It's the only thing is she is the best. Like the best you ain't never seen
right now. Facts.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't ever seen what's old boy from Jamaica? What's his name? Usain Bolt. I know this. I know he smoked that Jamaican, but he got a certain.
He does that off season.
He know how to pass it, like, yeah. You know what I mean.
I get you. So I like that you said that, because they made a big deal comparing Michael Phelps and the fact that he got found out for smoking. That was months before or after. It was after.
It was after.
I think it was after, right?
But to his what's the word, defense? It was after, right?
That's what I'm saying. So, you know,
but then they came back years later and he swam again and won.
And murdered it. Yeah.
But passed the test, though. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I like that you said that, because we can make it a black issue and we can make it a they don't want us there. But overall, there's rules. And what we need to do is understand that sometimes we have to color it within the lines. Other times there's privilege involved and you want to rebel against that. But for a situation like this, you definitely have to kind of color within the lines. And so I like that you guys said that. But before I move forward, I know everybody's already seen me spark up, but you guys know. You know, I got to have, you know, shout out RIP to the best.
Yes.
To the best out there, DMX. But it's our spark and salutation time. So you guys get your hybrid, get your indica. Get your sativa, get your infused drink, get your edibles, whatever it is that gets you elevated, and let's get into the same level. Today,
we are
represented. I'm going to talk about a couple different brands, but we are smoking from our folks who we always go to, Chapo, and we have some cereal milk today. So I specifically chose some cereal milk for this episode. What are you guys smoking on out there in the yay?
We are smoking on right now some Larry Bird.
Okay. So we're only 60 miles away, but it's so funny how I haven't seen Larry Bird appear in a good amount of time. I'd say probably about a year. Mm. We're seeing Gary Payton a lot. We're seeing a lot of Gushers.
A lot of runts.
A lot of OGs. What would you guys say right now is your favorite strain or brand?
I think I'm gonna stick with that Larry Bird.
Larry Bird's pretty fire.
I'm either gonna stick with the Larry Bird and the Gary Payton, and I'm not even gonna come onto your show for the first time in live to y'all. The names catch me.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, you can put some rosemary in a bag and call it Joe Montana.
I'm gonna smoke fire. That.
10 out of 10 times. All right.
Like, all right. Tell everybody about it. Like, well, this here?
Jerry Rice pack.
Hey,
you only need about 15 steps to the right of me. I came in here with some nasty ice cream one time. It was like vanilla black cherry ice cream. I don't even like cherry. They had the Niner logo on it.
Hey, you got it. Look, I'm the same way. Don't lie. Anything with Warriors on it. Anything like if they had a Steph Curry, it could be chocolate tie from back in the day and they call it Steph Curry. I will be getting that shit, smoking it and telling everybody about it like it's fire. Straight fire. So
lying if it is.
Well, let me tell you something. We interviewing somebody right here that smelled Steph Curry's shoe himself. This man has smelled Steph Curry's All-Star Game shoe.
Did I tell you that, cuz?
So can we get a little?
You saw the video.
Can we get the voice in the back? Can we get a little round of applause for the man?
Hey, he asked me, because he was shocked, right? He was like, what do you mean he smelled the shoes? He got the shoe from an All-Star game, so he only wore it one time. You know what I mean? And he said, dude, you smelled the shoe? I said, yeah, I smelled it. That's Steph. He said, what it smell like? I said, championships.
I believe it. Heck, glory.
It smelled like best. It smelled like Clay Thompson and JaVale McGee.
Right, right.
That's what it seemed like.
That's why Aisha, that's why she like kind of went back on, Steph doesn't pay attention to me or nobody else does. Because people are like, girl, you got Steph Curry. You better be drinking his dirty ass bathwater.
We lost the finals that year.
Being happy that nobody's trying to get at you. You're fucking Steph Curry shit. That's why she kind of went
finals.
Back on that.
We lost the finals because of that statement.
You think so?
Absolutely. 1,000%.
You think it kind of fucked him up?
You can't win with negativity. He got too much stuff to worry about.
I just want to blame somebody, so I'm
blaming him. Wifey number still the same?
Yeah.
Tell her to check her phone.
Check her phone.
Yeah.
Not your phone.
She could see it better. She's sitting in the like ready to come on, like she's about to be on, but she want to watch, she should go to YouTube and watch.
Just do the add-on link.
Oh, yeah, shout out. We have a couple people.
I shot it to her, though, right now. So just tell her to check her phone.
So shout out.
Hey,
I got to throw y'all flowers midway through the thing. I like y'all vibes. I like y'all setup, man. I appreciate it. I don't want to wait 30 minutes to tell y'all that, you know.
I appreciate it. No, very, very much. You know, I've told my story before. I'm not going to bore anybody, but he was my biggest support and the one that pushed me the most to be like, what are you waiting on? There's never going to be a better time than now. Kind of the same way that I was talking about cousin. I've told him for at least 17 of the 20 years that I've known this nigga, what are you doing? Right. Like, you could be doing shit that other people have been doing and you would have made it better. So I'm going to say this real quick and we get back on topic. Every time I fucking watch Wildin' Out, I'm like, my cousin is funnier than DC Young Fly, but you remind me of him, but a West Coast Bay Area version. You, much more talent. And I've always believed that. And it's, everybody knows me, I'm an Aries. If I lie, you can see it on my face. So I appreciate the flowers that you're giving me because it means a lot. It means a lot. But this is what I love to do. It's not only my purpose, but my passion. That's why I'm up to 5 podcasts. I know. And I own my own business. I don't know how I do it, but I do. So I get a lot of different questions. People ask me all the time, what's the biggest difference? Because people just lump the Bay Area and Sacramento together. I know what hubby says the biggest difference between the Bay and Sacramento is. What would you guys say the biggest difference between the Bay and Sacramento is? And that's on any point, not anything
else, but you're asking the wrong people, man.
The Bay.
The water.
The Bay part of the area. y'all got the area without the Bay. I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, they be trying hard, though, because that'd be the funny part. They be trying so hard.
Hey,
who
be
trying so hard? Second, who?
I'd rather out here. They think they... Yeah, they rah-rah.
Shout out to all my SAC people. No disrespect to SAC, you know what I mean? The thing about it is this. If something pop off and we in the bag, like, quote-unquote, right? We pop off, and I got to call somebody, and you in SAC, bro. It's going to take you – come on, bro. Like, that's bad. So, that's like – you know what I mean?
Even if you mob at the – let's say you're trying to get from Sacramento to Oakland, it's going to take you minimum 45 minutes, an hour.
That's rhyme though, and that's like
120 and no cops.
Like, no disrespect, it's not the Bay. But y'all can come rock with us all anytime.
Hey, but we all Cali though. We all Cali.
No, don't get it wrong. I was born here.
Oh no,
mostly in the Bay in Pittsburgh.
Hey, so I got a question for you. The Voice. He from 916, right? No, The Voice.
Because if you don't cut this, I'm Richmond all day. It don't matter where I stay, I'm still Richmond. Even when she be up here talking, she be like, you know, we from Sacramento. I'm like, I'm not from Sacramento. I'm from Richmond. Like, it ain't
we meet people and they go, where are you guys from? And being that we're in the Sacramento area, I say Elk Grove. And he goes, I'm from Elk Grove. I'm from Richmond. I'm like, they didn't ask where you're born and grew up and influenced and got our nature or nurture fucking personality from. They asked where we're from, and we live in Elk Grove. Like, come on now.
I give 1 point to The Voice. I like his answer.
He says it, and he said every time he says it like that. Like, he doesn't go, no, I'm from the Bay. He's like, I'm from Richmond. I'm like, babe, don't scare the white people.
Oh, that's true. But
every time you said, man, they were like, oh, San Francisco, Oakland. No, I'm not from none of those.
Is Albany in the Bay?
I'm not from Albany. Is it in the Bay? Yeah, but I'm not from Albany.
I know you're not from. I'm just asking a question, bro. Because only because I asked my guy, where's Albany? He was like, what's that?
Fairfield. And he's like, you're not from
Bronny. People don't know where those are. Berkeley. Mm-hmm. Albany is really Berkeley.
Facts. The ugly cousin.
Yes.
So I was in San Leandro. San Leandro's the Bay, right?
you in Oakland's ugly.
San Leandro is like the outskirts of the Bay. Like, yeah.
The last little border. Okay.
Because once you get to Hayward, it's like, you cool.
Yes. Shout out to the Nug Collective in San Leandro. I was there a couple weeks ago with the Torculator and a like hella other brands. And, you know, I was doing some demo work and there was a Dab Smoke Lounge on their Torculator and woof. Let's just say I shouldn't have done it halfway through my shift.
What's a Torculator? I'm thinking about a dancer right now.
Oh, so you guys have never seen the big gold bus? It's always in the Bay, and it says the Torculator. It's a big ass gold bus.
Okay. That used to be. Because I'm thinking somebody was stripping and they twerking while you hitting dabs. I'm like, what?
I could have went down if that's the kind of party I was trying to have. Yeah. Hubby will show you, but they just actually. So shout out to them. They just had a Vice News. I love Vice. I don't know if anybody else has watches Vice channel, but they have a show called Side Hustle and they featured him. It was about a 15-minute story on Vice. It just went on yesterday. He's from Vallejo and he was a house painter, but he ended up getting this opportunity to get this old federal like jail bus and he changed it to where it is lit. Like it is lit. Lit. Okay, you go in there and you're like, I need to smoke. I need to be on another level. Everybody watch it. Be Legit was on there. They were at an event in the Bay is the main day that they taped it. It was called something Sundays. I can't remember, so I'm not gonna even misquote it. But
I've seen that bus on that exact same post right there. I just didn't know what it was.
Yeah, so that's my post, which you may have seen. I just posted it
probably.
But the one on the bottom, is the clip of the Vice channel and the Vice show.
Hey, the voice is pretty good. The voice is pretty good, huh?
It's pretty good. Yeah, I do my job.
You know, he tries. You know, he loves me a little bit. He's keeping me around, so he's trying to make sure I'm successful a little bit. You know.
Facts guy. Hey, we're looking for a facts guy. If anybody's out there, we're looking for a facts guy.
The Wiz Kid.
Come on down. Hey, we asked Mike. I should have sent my little brother the link. Oh, shit. Let me do that.
I know. Where's he at? Where's my little cousin at?
Yeah, we was having him try to be our facts guy. And then,
you said don't send that one?
Send the link that's in the chat right now.
How do I do that?
Go over to the chat.
Yeah, ain't no way you're gonna do that one.
So just here, I'll type it. It'll be something easy for you to type.
Yeah, and then just text it to him. But yeah, so this is it, guys. So if you don't follow the Torculator, follow the Torculator. The owner's name is Curtis. You can rent it for private events. Quoting him, it's $1,500 to about $2,000, maybe $2,500, depending on your event. It could be a smoking lounge. It could, you know, he can take you from one spot to another. It could be just stationary as well for different events. It's fire. Definitely hit it up the Torculator. Thank you, Curtis, because I know you and I are going to be talking soon and you're going to be on the podcast. So congratulations to you and thank you for what you're doing. And you guys keep an eye out because he's expanding. So you never know. You may be able to own your own franchise of the Torculator. You never know, depending on what he does. But what's inspiring is his story, but also it should be inspiring to those of us as people of color to fucking take the leap and start your own business. Like, if you didn't do it last year, which I believe was a prime time to do it now. You got to do it. So that's the only soapbox that I'll be on for tonight. I know I usually go on a rant. But... gentlemen, I do want to ask you guys, have you guys seen Normani and Cardi B, the new video called Wild Side? Have you guys seen that?
I have not.
No, man.
I have not.
All right. So the hubby, I'm sure we'll put that on pretty soon. But I'm going to tell you now, if this does not become your favorite video, I don't know what's wrong with your eyesight.
Okay.
See
what we got.
This young lady, she was in, if you guys don't know, she was in Fifth Harmony.
Now, are we listening to the bars or not?
No, because I don't want this to get flagged. Again. So, again, I've had it happen a few times. Mm. even with the artists on the show playing their own videos, shit still gotten flagged. So I'm not gonna play that YouTube game. But yes, so you guys see that this premiered July 15th. It has almost 19 million views.
Damn. That's how many views we got,
right? She's pretty fire.
19 million and two views right now. Yeah, let
me see. Right? Mm-hmm. She's pretty tough. She was in the WAP video. She was one of the chicks in the rooms that they ventured into, her Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Mm-hmm. Cardi B is on this song.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that Cardi B's pregnant. Shout out and congratulations. She has a homeboy sprung like he should be. And I'm happy that they're having another baby that they can spoil with the $150,000 diamond necklace on her third birthday. But we're just going to clip through it real quick. I would like for you guys to definitely give her a couple more views after this. But just based on what you guys see, do you guys see the talent that she has and the fact that she will be around for a very long time? Do you guys get the vibe as well from what you're seeing? I know it's without the music, but she can sing, so I'll let you know that.
Definitely getting the vibe right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's a show happening or whatever. You know, she got the choreograph going on real cool right now.
Which you don't see a lot. So who does that remind you of right there? Can you think of a past R&B artist?
Aaliyah or somebody?
There you go. Spot on. That's exactly who this is paying homage to. Yep, spot on.
That's what I see, you know what I mean? But where's she from? I see this right here. You don't even want... Yeah,
she's from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. But she's from a group called Fifth Harmony. It was a girl group that was put together Yeah, one of the like American Idol shows, X Factor. Yeah, yeah.
So it's her song. It's her song, but Cardi B is on it, huh?
Yeah, she's had a couple different songs. And every time her choreography's raw, her outfits are raw. She shows her experience in gymnastics, like she drops it, splits, like
That group you talked about, that Fifth Harmony, was five ladies, right?
Yeah, and then one of them left and did the song Havana Ooh Na Na. Hey,
Normani, is she ahead of the race out of the ones that went solo? Like
yes. So the show, so they tried to do, once Camila Cabello left and became a big thing, the four of them were like, we don't need her. So there was an MTV performance where they went on and it was like the four of them, but they had like I don't want to say a dummy, but they had like a somebody on strings, basically like on a line dancing. And then they all of a sudden threw the fifth person off, but they were like, it wasn't towards her, but it was. And they were like, the four of us can go on together. They maybe had one or two more hits and then it was done. And then she's the only one out of the other four who has come out and been successful. She's actually, if you want honest opinion, she's much more successful, maybe not numbers wise as far as records sold, than Camila Cabello. So she's going to do the biggest out of the entire group.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's okay with Cardi B, but nigga, she better do bigger than all of
them. Well, one, you put Cardi B on anything right now. Like, Cardi B,
Megan Thee Stallion. She got Cardi B on it. She got Cardi B naked. That's just what I'm saying.
And pregnant, but showing her, you know, oh, everybody Cardi knows that now. Nobody, I like her. I like that she is.
What video are you watching?
Did you see the pregnant belly?
Yeah.
I did not see no pregnant belly.
I see they kicking everything, bro.
Hold on, nah. I'm about to say, boys, dude, bring it back again, bro.
Show the video
of
the song.
All right, give me one sec. I
didn't see no belly, bro. She was up there pregnant in the video.
To answer the question,
I know she's pregnant. She's pregnant already.
Cardi B, another chick.
Cardi B.
I didn't see none of that. I'm sorry.
You
just gave someone the rating on me.
She made sure. Yeah, because they taped this video before she announced it. She came out on the BET Awards.
You don't have to play.
She had an outfit on with her belly out, and so you could tell from that.
I've seen the stomach.
Yeah, and then she's with Offset, right?
Who?
Yeah, she's with Offset. One of the ones, not the special one, but the other one. So Offset. Yeah, I'll tell you guys my theory.
Special one. Who's the special? talking about
Takeoff. Yes.
That's my nigga though. He the Ross one though.
Takeoff seemed like somebody's grandma was like, put that baby in a group. Hey, y'all stop playing with y'all little rap. Put that baby in the group and let him play.
Takeoff got bars.
Shout out Takeoff.
Hey, he got
Casper, his song fire, but come on. For the first 17 years we heard these niggas, he said, Mama.
I'm looking Big Bone is what
he said. Like, come on. I want no bad and bougie. Come on. Like that set him up to look like the special cousin that just got put in the group cuz. But yeah, Cardi is definitely, she's pregnant here.
Okay, show me some pregnant because I ain't seen
it. I mean, that you're not gonna see it because they're trying to look at it. Look at her hair. They put nobody's hair just falls like that. They put the hair right there on purpose.
Okay,
her leg is up.
See, the problem is I'm not, but do you see a visible belly anywhere? Because people looking at me like, you ain't see the belly? I ain't seen the belly yet.
Like she got two babies in both ass cheeks.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That part.
I was going to say her ass is already fat, but that's pregnant ass. She got some natural baby weight. That's weight on there, right there.
And I'm not denying the baby. I just ain't see it.
Titties, look at this. Titties is almost to her chin. Come on. Like, that full. That is, I'm at least 4 months pregnant right there.
I mean, see, yeah, y'all don't, you can see. I'm not seeing. I just thought
that's she got some work
done. Yes.
I just thought she had some more work done. Because all I can hear,
that's the only angle they let you see her stomach at. All the rest of them are stomachs
covered. Hey, man, I don't know no Cardi B songs. Since you're not playing no music, all I hear is, broke bitch, I know that. That's, I don't, you know what I mean? And I think she's going, okay, I know that's right.
I mean, her flow is pretty much the same.
Is it? I can't with you. Okay.
It's all good, man.
Yeah.
I think they got the juice. Just raised the talent on the music.
She's spitting bars again. She's spitting just how women really want it.
It's the first video I've watched with no sound.
First talent show.
I'm going to tell you why Cardi B is over Nicki Minaj, mostly, especially for women of all ages. Because Cardi B tells you how you want it at 25, 35, 45. She's just putting it out there. So
maybe I haven't heard enough Cardi B songs, but
you should.
I'm gonna keep it 1,000. Nicki got one song that give me goosebumps anytime I play. I wish that I could have this moment for life. I was like, this bitch, that bitch was gassing on that for life.
I do also want to share with you guys a little bit about a new company that I am going to be doing a little bit of work for, doing some affiliate work, and it's a great company. It's called Greenwood Distributions. Great clothes to represent us, you know, in our community, our Black community, and to be able to show how proud you are. It's very important in today's world to not only know why you are proud, not just because it's a fad and it's fashion and it's something cool to say, but to really truly be proud of where we came from, you know, what we've come through and what we continue to go through, and how much more we have to go, and how we will traverse through that journey successfully and with strength, as we have through every other journey, peak and valley.
You don't want to leave the house. You're like me and Gabby. Our bed is our bestest friend.
Yes.
You know, subscribe right here to monthly. It's a great product. You will get every month about $150 to $170 worth of products, but you're going to get it for about $100. So what they do is they kind of partner with different dispensaries, different brands to get you a little menagerie of products for you to try. So that way it could be, you know, a CBD product with some THC, could strictly be some good flower. Actually, that Flocana jar that I had, that was from Monthly. They've had some of my most favorite. And I'm actually a little bit jealous, Brie. I'm a little bit jealous, I will say. And I'm jealous of you, Myra, because she got a pretty fire box. She just got the 420 box. Did you guys happen to see her unbox that through the virtual the other day? It was dope. Yeah, it was dope. The shit that was in there, I really wanted to like plan a lunch with Myra and be like, bring that box so I can look, and then just kind of sneak stuff out of it. So it's a fantastic service, girl. It's the number one service, a subscription box service in Northern California. They are going to be expanding. If you have any questions, you know, reach out. You can hit them up on their Instagram at Monthly Club, or you can go to the website, monthlyclub.com. If you need to get in contact, if you have any questions and you feel more comfortable coming to me, come to your girl. But in the meantime, you want to get yourself a box, go ahead and to the website and put in my special code, MJMaven10. MG Maven, no, not MG, MJ. Good stuff. 10. All right.
MonthLeaf is the monthly cannabis subscription service for Northern California. They offer a variety of boxes that you can customize to fit your preferences. Each box will always have a value exceeding $150, but all you have to pay is just $100, and that's each month.